Okay, today's daf is Meiser Sheni, daf Chaf Vav, 26. As we continue here in the third parak of Meiser Sheni has five prakim. Remember, the first four prakim are all about Meiser Sheni. The fifth parak is all about Ravai, which has the same halachas as Meiser Sheni, but it's in the same mesechta, but it's a separate topic. Okay, so we are at the two dots on Chaf Hei Mabez, and we're commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, up on top of Chaf Hei Mabez, what happens about fruit that comes into Yerushalayim? So we mentioned that fruit that comes into Yerushalayim have a different halacha than money. On Chaf Hei Amud Aleph on the bottom, the Mishnah said, Ma'os nechnasos Yerushalayim v'yotzeis. Money could go in and out, but fruit cannot go in and out. Nechnasim ein yotzen. Fruit go in and not out. Rosh Hashanah Gamliel says they can temporarily. That's the last point we made on yesterday's daf, that if they're going out, k'dei lasos isa v'lachzar, to make a dough and then go in and out, so that's that is allowed temporarily. But really, also agrees to the Tanna Kamma that fruit could go in, but they can't go out. That's a din d'rabbanan. As the Pnei Moshe pointed out, the halacha of mechitzos koltos. And klitas mechitza is a din d'rabbanan, as was pointed out yesterday. So related to that, the Mishnah then went into, what if Meiser Sheni didn't go in and out? What if Tevel went in and out? Tevel has Meiser Sheni in it. So do we say that it's as if the Meiser Sheni went in? Meaning, if you then take out the Tevel, and then you have Meiser Sheni, do you have to take that Meiser Sheni back into your Shalayim? Or not? Or can it be redeemed? That's the question. So we had two versions of the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Two versions. The first version was that if there was Gemar Malacha, Perush and Ingram Malachton, if it was Gemar Malacha and it went into Yerushalayim, then for sure you have to bring that back in. And everybody agrees to that. And that's based on the principle, the Mara Folda said, Matanos Shlo Hormu, Matanos, that were not yet removed from the mixture that they are in, is Ke'ilu they were, Kemisha Hormu Damim, and therefore it's as if there was Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and therefore you got to put it back in, right? Meaning once there was a Chiyuv Meisris, a Chiyuv Hafrasha, there was Gemar Malacha, there's a Chiyuv Hafrasha, so we already view it as if the Meiser Sheni was there, and therefore you have to bring it back in. But if the Tevel was in before Gemar Malacha, so maybe it wasn't even Tevel yet, rather the two formulations, is if there was no Gemar Malacha, is it Tevel that you're allowed to eat, or it's not even Tevel yet? We discussed that a little bit in the Sugyas in Meseches Trumos. So, says the Gemara there, says the Mishnah, if it did not have Gemar Malacha yet, says Machlokas Beisham Beisil. Beisham says, you still got to bring it back, and Beisil says, no, you don't have to. That's the Tanna Kamma, the first version of the Mishnah. Rosh Hashanah ben Yehuda has a different version in the name of Rabbi Yossi. No, Beisham Beis Hillel both agree that if there was no Gemar Malacha, then for sure you don't see the Meiser Sheni as if gone in yet, and therefore you could eat it wherever. You could be poed to the Meiser Sheni that you take out and eat it anywhere. Aman Echlaku, if there was Gemar Malacha. Only if there was Gemar Malacha, that's the Machlokas. And Beis Hillel says even there, if there was a Chiyuv of Hafrasha, there was Gemar Malacha, still you don't view it as if the Meiser Sheni was there. Why? Either because he quotes Matanos Shlo Hormu Lav Kamisha Hormu Damien, or because this is all a Dinder Rabbanan, Kaltua Machitzos, so that's why we can be make. Good. So now, related to that, we have on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amabes. Payers in Gemar Malacha, Rabbi Tov Yerushalayim. So you have the payers that had Gemar Malacha. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says, so you see this Mishnah. You know what you see from this Mishnah? The following. Zoso Meres, Yerushalayim also Osaka Chatzar Beis Shmira. Remember, Gemar Malacha is not enough. When you have Gemar Malacha, as we learned back in Maseches Maestros at length, when one has Gemar Malacha, one also needs Re'ias Panei Abayis. It has to go in to the house, or one of the six events that's Koveil Maestros that we had back on Daf Lamed Beis or so in Maestros, one of the six events that are Koveil. Remember, that was Or, Mekach, Melach, Truma, Shabbos Chatzer. Chatzer Beis Shmira. Tovelas. And we had a machlokas amoram there. If you remember that chatzer, machlokas, whether that's a din daraisa or a din darabanan. Maybe chatzer is daraisa because there's an expansion of bias. But most assume that it is a din darabanan like the others are events are midrabanan. Shabbos is koveya mekach, or cooking it v'chulu. So Reish Lakish says here the fact that gemar malacha makes a difference, and it's as if the Meister Sheni went into Yerushalayim, and therefore when it comes out and you're actually mafresh it, you have to take that back into Yerushalayim. So it must be that Yerushalayim is considered like a chatzer, because that's only when it really fully kicks in. Not just when you did Gemar Malacha, you had the pile of Meruach. You need Meruach and Riyas Pnei Abayis. So the fact that bringing it into Yerushalayim is significant, so it must be that Yerushalayim is like a Chatzer. Zoso Meretz, Yerushalayim, Asuka Chatzer Beis Shemira. It must be that it's considered that, because that's the final stage. Ma Chatzer Beis Shemira Toveles, just like a guarded Chatzer brings about the final stage and considers it Tevel. Avzu Tovela, so to Yerushalayim. Reish Lakish says that's what you see from our Mishnah. It must be that Yerushalayim has that status. Amar Reb Yonah. Reb Yonah says, no, maybe not. That doesn't mean you don't have to say that. You have to say that the Yerushalayim did something, but you don't have to say that it's like the din of Tevel is exactly like a Chatzer. Bidin haya filu batim shesham lo yatbilu. Really, says Reb Yonah, even if you bring it into a house in Yerushalayim, it should not create Tevel. Shehein shall call Yisrael. Because they, the houses in Yerushalayim, really are the property of all the Jews. What is this talking about? So the Ras Sirlio and the Pnei Moshe both quote the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Beis, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not split up. Yerushalayim is an international, halachically international city. And therefore, the Gemara even says, the Rasilio quotes it, that one from Megillah Daf Chavav, if you rent space in Yerushalayim, really the Balei Bayis shouldn't be able to collect rent because it doesn't really belong to them. Einon Shalahem, because of Yerushalayim, Lonas Hakel Lishvatim. So really, and we learned back in Maestros, you have to have a private area in order to be a chatzah that's Koveya. And these really are in private, really it belongs to everyone. So, even the houses in Yerushalayim. So you tell me the whole Yerushalayim is considered a chatzar based shemira? So says the Reb Yonah, maybe this is arguing on Reish Lakish, or maybe this is what Reish Lakish meant. Ela zoso meres, Yerushalayim also osa kachatzar based shemira. In what way? Ma chatzar based shemira tofeses. Avzu tofeses. Not toveles in the sense that it's really like a Riyas Pnei Abayis, Miracle Riyas Pnei Abayis. But tofeses. Tofeses means it grabs it. What is that referring to? It's talking about the halach of Katua Mechitzas. That din derabanan of Katua Mechitzas. So that could be a rule breaker. It's a din derabanan. So even if technically it's not a chatzar beis hashmira, but Chazal could say once the tevel that had gemar malacha in the field is brought in, so we're going to be machmir and say even if it goes out, you have to bring it back. You have to be machzirit. But not that it is per se considered a beis hashmira. That is the, so there's a slight difference in Lashon, but it makes a big difference, right? If Chatzar is Toveles, just like Chatzar is Toveles, so to Yerushalayim, no, it's Tofeses, the Din Rabban. The Sugya of Yerushalayim, Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim, is an important one, but there's a question of Tosfos that needs to be answered. Tosfos in Yuma Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara there, quotes this principle that Yerushalayim was not split up, Yerushalayim, Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. Tosfos there wonders, Tema, the Beperek is Omakoma, and Tosfos says, if you look in Zvachim, Dafnun Gimel, the Gemara describes that the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod on the eastern side of the Mizbeach and the southern side of the Mizbeach. Right? There was a Yesod, a base, on the whole northern side, the whole western side, and a little bit on the south and a little bit on the east, indented a little bit. But it didn't go all the way. Why? Why couldn't you have a base? Wasn't the Mizbeach all a square on a square on a square? No, because that corner had to be cut off. Why? De Karen de Romis Mizrachis. Lohaya lo yesod. Lefisha lohaya bechelko shel toref. It had to be the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin. And that was the border going from Binyamin and Yehuda. So the entire Mizbeach, based on an unkelis ala Torah, had to be in Binyamin. That's why you had to have that cut off. V'yim kein, l'man damar, lo nischalka, maishna. The shar makom ha'shal Mizbeach ha'elohem yisod, u'mizrach ha'zrom is lo ha'elohem yisod. If the whole thing was an international city anyway, what does it mean? Yerushalayim, Binyamin. So it wasn't split. V'ein l'tare stiladidei ha'elohem yisod mikol tzadav. And don't say this is a machlokes. This is a machlokes tanoim, whether the Mizbeach had a yisod or not. A machlokes a metzias. The Im Kain El Yesod Mizbach Ha'ola Mayavidlay. If the Torah had to go out of its way to say, pour it, sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, where there is a Yesod, if there's a Yesod all around, so then obviously the Torah doesn't have to tell us. You have to sprinkle it where there's a Yesod. There's a Yesod everywhere. So how is it that if you hold them on to Amar, Lonis, Chalka L'Shvatim, so what's the whole, why'd it have to be cut off? There was a Misara. Even though Yerushalayim Lonis Chalka L'Shvatim, there was a Misara, Shalolasos, L'Yisod, the Mizrachas, to Romas. Right? Shechziv, the Pasuk says, Divra Yamim, Chakol Bechsav, that everything was given over B'derech Nevuah, the whole structure of the Beis HaMikdash. The whole structure of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why, so not because of Nischalka or lo nischalka l'shvatim. That's Tosfos. But others suggest another answer to Tosfos' kasha of Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Rav Schechter has in Eret HaTzvi, in Siman Lamed, the following answer given. And that is, there are really two halachas regarding Chalukas Haaretz. Two halachas regarding Chalukas Haaretz. There's Chalukas Haaretz regarding the Dinei Mamonis Shabo. Dini Mamonis, that's this, all the whole land was split up, monetarily. The Sheva got this portion, the Sheva got that portion. Just like any item, any asset, there's bilus of the item that the person has. There's no status change in the item. If I buy an apple, so that apple isn't changed based on that I own it. Right? It does not change. If I'm makdish it, okay. But if I buy an apple for my friend, so the apple's the same apple, but now I own it instead of you. So there's a monetary transfer. That's regular kinyanim. That's one element of kinyan of Chalukas Haaretz. It was a dini mamonis split. And regarding that dini mamonis split, that's what we say Yerushalayim lonas chalka l'shvatim. And that's why the schirus, but when it comes to, there's another type of part of Chalukas Haaretz, and that is the hakdasha, the sanctification of Eretz Yisrael. Everything had to be split into shvatim. And only once it was split into shvatim does it get full, intense Kedushas Haaretz. That, for sure, every little part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael had to be split. And there Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim. And Binyamin and Yehuda did go through Yerushalayim. You have to say that split was full and complete. Right? The nosaf, no, b'chalukas Eretz Yisrael, sha'oz nigra mitzvahs v'yirishta mosav yishavtem ba. Right? It's part of the Yerusha Sa'aretz. There's a difference between the two. And there are rayas that there are two. There's a rayvit. There's a rayvit in Shidduch Kubetzes in Bava Basra. Adaf Kufchaf Aleph, that regarding the splitting of the land into Shvatim, they used the Urim Batumim. Regarding splitting within each Shevet to families, they didn't need the Urim Batumim. So what do you mean? If you need the Urim Batumim for the splitting of it to the land, splitting is splitting. The answer is no. You needed it for the Hakdasha. So to splitting into Shvatim, that's a Hakdasha Sa'aretz, and therefore need the Urim Batumim. To splitting it into families within the Shevet, that's just Dini Mamonis. That's just monetary law, split it up based on needs, and that did not need the Urim Vitumim. This could also answer a very strong kasha that the Ravid asked on the Rambam. Very difficult Rambam, unless you have this answer. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Sechiyah Umatana. Sechiyah Umatana, the all about Mishpatei Hatznoim. Mishpatei Hatznoim are the rules and regulations of Tanai Kafel, and Hei Kodim Lalav, and Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. So the Rambam says, Kfar Bi'arnu, Shekol Hatznoim Sheish B'mat Tonos, all conditions. Tzorach she itznai kafel, it has to be double. If this, and if not this. V'hin kodim lalav. V'tznai kodim lamaisa. V'yetznai she'ef shalakaimo. Those are the four. Right? Kafel, positive before negative. Tznai kodim lamaisa. And tznai she'ef shalakaimo. V'mchazer echad mikol elu atznai batel. V'kilu ein sham tznai. If you're missing any one of these, the whole thing is batel. V'chala omer almanas komer me'akshav dami. V'in tzorach lebo tznai. Kazeh Horu miksas hagaonim ulezed daiti nota. This is what the gaonim say. You always need all these conditions. Verabosenu horu, this daya of the Rambam quotes from his Rebbeim. Verabosenu horu shein sarach lechpolas atzray lachtim hinalav ella bekidushin vegerushin begitin bavad. You only need mishpatei atzrayim by kidushin and gerushin, not by regular monetary law. Ve'ein ledaver zeraya. The Rambam says, I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced of that. But this is an unbelievable daya of the Rambam's Rebbeim. You only need Mishpatei Hatznoim by Gittin and Kiddushin, not by Dinei Mamonis. Ask the Achronim on the Rambam. Ask the other Rishonim. What is the Rebbeim of the Rambam talking about? What's the source of Mishpatei Hatznoim? Chalukas Haaretz. Right? B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain. The end of Sefer Bamidbar. That was Dinei Mamonis, wasn't it? That's regular dini mamonis, splitting up the land. And if it's regular dini mamonis, so mishpatei etzraim, that it's learned from there. So how can you say that mishpatei etzraim is only needed by gittin and kiddushin and not by regular dini mamonis? Says the Ravid right here. Af al pi she'ein rai ladavar, zecher ladavar, v'tam gadol ladavar, v'eich yitachein. So the Ravid says it makes sense. It makes sense. He says, Ein Ladavar Zeraya, I think it makes sense. How can somebody make a condition and not fulfill the conditions and be forced to it? There's an umdina. That's what he means. But by these, by kiddushin, people don't fool around by kiddushin. If they're doing it, they're doing it. If they make a tanai, they might not be serious. They're getting married. Right? It sounds like that Ron in Nedarim Pei Zayin, that people don't fool around by Nedarim Kidin and Kiddushin, and therefore there's no Chazara Toka de Dibur by Gittin and Kiddushin. And by Avodah Zara, by those exceptions to the rule. But that's what the Ravid says. The Ravid explains the Svara of the Rabbeim of the Rambam. And then he says, V'nachlas b'nei Gadu b'nei Ruvain. The kasha is on the Rambam, not misvar, but like, isn't that the whole source? So the answer is that Chalukas Aris wasn't pure dinei mamonis. It was hakdasha. It was hakdasha sa'aretz. There was a dinei mamonis element, but it was hakdasha sa'aretz, and that's how that could be the source. And that answers Tosas' kasha. Tosas and Yuma. How could Yishlam Moroshak l'shvatim? What about the Yesod? The answer is no. Every single portion of Eretz Yisrael had to be nechlak l'shvatim regarding chalukas ha'aretz. In Imamanis it wasn't, but that's a separate issue. Okay, but this is what's the basis of our Gemara here. Rabbi Yonah's claim that Yerushalayim, even the houses, wouldn't be koveya because it's not considered a private chatzer, a private bias. So it must just be a din in tfisa, in mechitzas, and not a din in bias. Fine. Amar Rebbe. Now Rebbe says, Hada Amra. So Rebbe says, wait a minute. We just said that if you bring Tevel into Yerushalayim, and then it goes out, so it could be that Meiser Sheni, once you're Mafers, the Meiser Sheni, you're going to have to bring it back in. Because it's already designated. So Rebbe says, you know what you see from here? I think the following halacha. Hada Amra, Krishu Tevel, Larishon L'Sheni. If I have Tevel, and I'm not allowed to eat Tevel. If somebody warns me, right, I don't get punishment unless I have warning, hasra, as we know. If somebody warns me not to eat the tevel because it's tavel, what? Im hisra mishum sheni. Somebody says, don't eat the tevel, there's maaser sheni in there. One second. I didn't even take off maaser rishon yet. So is this okay? Says the Gemara Loke. You get Malkus. Rebbe says, from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you bring in the tevel into your shalayim and then you bring it back out, what's the halacha? The Meiser Sheni is already seen in the Tevel. So that when you're later Mafreji, you have to bring that Meiser Sheni back in. Right? If there was a Chiv of Gemar Malacha already. So Rebbe says, you see from there, if you have Kri, that's Tevel. For Yishud and Sheni, even if you only warn them Yishud and Sheni, that's an appropriate Hasra. You already see that. You already see that Hasra. What's the Havamina otherwise? You might have thought that once something is Tevel, if it starts off as Tevel, first it's Tevel for Meiser Rishon. You go in order. And once you take off the Meiser Rishon, then it's Tevel for Meiser Sheni. You might have said that. So that's what the Chiddush is, that you don't say that. Right? The Kerem Chemed in the back of the Gemara. Delo Tema Debitchila Hakriya Sur Mishum Shu Tevel Arishon. The Achar Kach Kishem Mafresh Arishon Chalalei Shem Tevel Machmad Hasheni. You might say it's different types of Tevel. Ella Debitchila Chalav Shem Tevel Mishum Arishon Umishum Hasheni. And that's the Chiddush of Rebbe based on our Mishnah. No. It's Tevel automatically for everything. And if you give warning for Meiser Sheni, that's good enough. V'nafgaminim Israel Mishum Sheni Loke alzeh. That's what he said. If you look in the Gilyon Hashas, also Rabbi Yosef Engel here says that's the Havamina. Kiva the Meiser Rishon called the Meiser Sheni Lachain calls Machal Hufresh Meiser Rishon Ein Sham Chiyav Meiser Sheni Adayin Vein Tavol Klal Meiser Sheni. You might say it's inappropriate. It's a wrong Asra. It's a wrong Asra. And a wrong Asra. What do you mean a wrong Asra? You might say there's a Tosfos in Shabbat, Tosfos in Baba Kama that says, even if you don't have to be so specific in your Hasra, I mean, he could have just said, don't eat Tevel. Could have said, don't eat tevel. But once you say, don't eat tevel hatovel amaiser sheni, you might say that messes it up. You might say that makes it worse, right? Tosfos in Baba Kama says, even if you don't have to be so specific, if you give the wrong one, they might think that you're kechucha v'tzlula. That's what the Tosfos says here, Beis Amad Aleph in Baba Kama. Right, that Gemara in Shabbos, Mishamai Masrinan Bey, what do you give Hasra for? Which sounds like you have to be very specific in your Hasra. Which Av Malacha of Shabbos? Mishamai Masrinan Bey, Shulchayev, Rabba Amr Misham Borer. Aval Hisribo Misham Meraki Putter. Aye, what about the Deya? 2 days in Tosfos. How specific you have to be? If you don't have to be so specific, say, how do you interpret this Gemara? The Gemara is saying, you can't give the wrong one, because then they'll think that you're faking. The kibbutz shu masre bedavar she'ein dome sover shemal igbo upatur. Right? You might think that you can't give the wrong one. See, here too, you might have thought that, you know, mentioning Meister Shani, it's not Meister Shani yet. The answer is it is Meister Shani. Right? If you could say it's Tevel, bringing it into your Shalayim, that it's already labeled Meister Shani, so if you bring it out, you're going to have to bring it back in, so that's enough. And then Rabbi Yosef Engel says, look what I wrote in Siyunim LaTorah, I brought the Radvaz. There's a Radvaz. Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Simin Tav Kuf Chaf Tes, where the Radvaz talks about a case that sometimes comes up. What happens if somebody takes out their shell Rosh before their shell Yad? Right, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? So if you pick up your tefillin before you pick up your talis, you put on your tefillin. Right? Ein ma'avir in ala mitzvahs. You're supposed to put on your talis first. For Malin Bakodesh Vein Moridin. But what happens if not? If somebody picked up their tefillin, so you put on your tefillin. Put on your tefillin first. But what happens if you picked up your shel rosh before your shel yad? So then we paskin, you put down the shel rosh. You put it down. So the Radvaz thinks it's really a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. But the Radvaz has a possibility later in the tshuva. It's only one big paragraph, but he says it could be that this is not called Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. Right, when you pick up the shel rosh, it's like, I'll give a mashal, it's like picking up a lulav before sukkahs. But Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs? It's not the time for the mitzvah yet. Wait, you're not allowed to put down the lulav? I pick up a piece of matzah on Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's not Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, that's not a mitzvah yet. So says the Radvaz, Vilav de mistafina hava amina, de ein bakan ma'avir ala mitzvahs. There's no problem. We paskin, you put it down. Because we paskin is li'kuva, the shel yad asim on the first, before the shel rosh. So you might have said, it's li'kuva, and therefore, what can you do? You have to be ma'avir on the mitzvahs. You are violating ein ma'avir ala mitzvahs, but the din of having ukshartam lo'osal yadecha, that beats v'hailot ha'davos b'inenecha. That's what I would have said. But the Radvaz says even more. Before you put on the shel yad, there's no chiyav of the shel rosh. Says the Radvaz. Wow. It's ke'ein ma'avir ala mitzvahs. It's not really ma'avir ala mitzvahs. Okay. And there's Gamlafi Tam Mitzvahs Filin Visodam Ein Roy Lashanos Hasidir Klal. Q Mishana Sidre Bracious. The Malan Makosh Vemaridin, Lachinim Nefkulo, Paga Beshorosh Chila, Mutaf Shiyoshi Shel Yad, Vianichim Alasidir Veins of Maver La Mitzvah, Kilasos the Mitzvah Kitikna, Ukisidra, Humachavin. It's not Maver Al HaMitzvahs. That's what he compares that to. You would have said Shel Meiser Rishon before Meiser Sheni. And you learn from here that's not true. Learn from here it's not true that it's Tevel is for both. Right away. Okay, so that is Rebbe. So Rebbe says, so if you have a Kree that you say, if you give Hasra for Meister Sheni, you're going to get Malkus. Good. Hesed, Rav Mana says, one second, is that such a raya? Is it such a raya that if it's considered Tevel, so that when it goes out, you're going to have to bring it back in, that shows that it's Meister Sheni already screaming at you while it's still Tevel. Says Rav Mana, that's not true. That's not true. Why? Because look in the other part of the Mishnah. Right? The other part, what? By the payers that were not Nigmar Malacha. The other Tanina, Vahata Taninan, Beishame Yaram Yachzor Meister Sheni V'Yashalam Yochav Yerushalayim. Beishame has said that even if it's no Gemar Malacha, you still have to bring it back. What, you're going to tell me, Istacha Meimar Al Beishame the Loke? What, according to Beishame, if it did not have Gemar Malacha yet, let's say you take out that Meister Sheni, you're going to tell me that that's already, you're going to get Malchus for that? No. Right? The fact that you're going to have to bring it back does not mean that it's already labeled as Ma'aser Sheni. Ela Chomer Huba Mechitzas. It's a Chumra Drabanan based on what do you say is Kaltua Mechitzas. So Avacha Chomer Huba Mechitzas. So too here. So it could be that you wouldn't get Malkus. Could be you wouldn't get Malkus. It's not a Ryan from our Mishnah. You don't say that it's already labeled as Ma'aser Sheni. Good. Reb Zeira Boy, what about the following case? In the case where, interesting questions coming up. If there was Gemar Malacha, you brought it into Yerushalayim, and you brought it back out, and the halacha is going to be that you have to be mafresh by Sheni and bring it back in. What happens in this case? Boy, Reb Zeira Boy, Hifresh Alav Sheni Makam Acher. What happens if you brought it back out, and instead, though, of taking Ma'aser Sheni or Ma'aser Rishon from it, you were mafresh by Sheni from somewhere else on this? So this could all now be chulin. Is that allowed? Niftar, do we say that, yeah, this is now niftar, and it comes out that even though it was potential Ma'aser Sheni when it went in, but right now it's not. And it's all chulin, and you have to bring it back. Okvar tafasto mechitza. Or do we say that the chumra drabanan was, once it's already earmarked, then you cannot be mafresh from somewhere else on this. You can't take the Ma'aser Sheni from somewhere else and be mafresh on it. That's not going to work. One question. Rav Yonah boy, Rav Yonah has another question, right? We had Rav Zeir, Rav Yonah often. Rav Yonah boy, what happens in this case? The opposite case. Not that you're being mafresh somewhere else for it. What if you make this whole thing into Ma'aser Sheni? For other things too. Asa kulo sheni l'makom acher. So what do we say? Kulo nitvas? Do we say that, oh, it's all Ma'aser Sheni and therefore you have to bring the entire thing back to Yerushalayim? Even though earlier only 10% was labeled, what do you say? Only 10%. That's what you wouldn't be able to redeem. You have to bring that back. But rest you could be able to redeem. So that's a question that is asked here that it is not answered. Not answered in these cases. Interesting that you talk about whether the Ma'aser Sheni in it, you know, is could you make it all Ma'aser Sheni or not? So if you look in the Halacha L'Moshe, in the back of the Gemara, the Halacha L'Moshe discusses Vitzarach Ian, Ha Ma'aser Sheni Shebo L'Chol HaYoser Achelak Asiri. Right, we just said, could you make the 10% into 100%? But it's really only 10%. So shouldn't it be Batel? Vimke Minatora Batel Baruba. The whole thing should be Batel anyway, it's only 10%. You usually don't have the Ma'aser Sheni in it that's staying there part of the mixture, usually taking it out and being mafresh and designating it. What about this case? So he says, V'yefsher lomar no. Kiva deshar chalaka of havile tevel, yesh lomar desvir le isurim ein mevatlin ze et ze. An isser can't be mevatel an isser. Right, yeah, the whole thing is also tevel. The whole thing is not mutter yet, it's not chulim misukanim, and therefore isser can't be mevatel isser. Reminds me a little bit of that Ron in the Dharam Nun Beis by Devar Sheish Matirin. Heter cannot be mevatel heter. Two like items can't do bittel because you need a clash when it comes to bittel. See, he says here, isser can't be mevatel isser, like that Ron that says heter can't be mevatel heter. Okay, we continue. So the Mishnah said, what's an example of non-gemar malacha, where you have baskets of grapes that are going to be pressed, baskets of olives that are going to be pressed. Hasali teinim lachila, hasali navim lachila, gemar malachin, as is the diuk. If you have baskets of figs that are going to be eaten, or grapes that are going to be eaten, that is gemar malacha, right? Because you don't have to process it anymore. Rishim ben Yehuda omer v'chulu. So we had two versions in the machlokes in the Mishnah. So the second version was, which is the one the Gemara is commenting on now, Shimon Yehuda says, everybody agrees that if it did not have Gemar Malacha, then you for sure, if you're eventually mafresh it, you do not have to bring that back. Because it wasn't labeled as Ma'aser Sheni yet. The Machlokas is, if it had Gemar Malacha. Beis Shammai says, yes, you got to bring it back. Beis Hillel says, no. Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, you don't have to bring it back. So Beis Hillel says, Einatem modim lanu bepeirs lo nigmar malachtan. Our machlokas is about gemar malacha, peirs that had gemar malacha. But don't you agree by peirs that didn't have gemar malacha? She padam as a shein shalem yechal b'chol makom. If it didn't have gemar malacha, right, and there was no chiyuv yet, then you'll agree Beis Shammai that you don't have to bring it back. Ah, peirs nigmar malachtan kain. So what's the difference? What's the difference? They both weren't ma'aser sheni yet. Armalan Beis Shammai says no. There's a big difference. Lo amartem bepeirs lo nigmar malachtan. By payers that did not have Gemar Malacha, Shu Yachol Afkir and Lopocham and a Maestris. If it didn't have Gemar Malacha yet, then it's not in the world of Maestris yet. And you can be Mafkirit. You can be Mafkirit, and then, there's no problem. Right? So it's not in the world of Maestris Sheni yet. That's why you say, Harai, you can be Mafkirit. So that's what. Don't compare that. Tomer bepeir shenigbra malachton sheniyach lafkir lepodim and amaisus. You can't be mafkirit in the case that it was already had gemar malacha. There's already a chiyuv. You can't be mafkirit then. So maaser sheni is already existent then. Amar le Beisil. Beisil says no. I disagree. Af peiros shenigbra malachton yachalu lafkir lepodim and amaisus. Even if you already had gemar malacha, you could be mafkirit. You can be mafkirit even if there was mar malacha. The mefarshim wonder, the marafolda here wonders, isn't there a beferish mishnah in Peah and that says otherwise? Right? There's a mishnah in Maisers in the third parak. There's that you can't. Once there's a gemar malacha, you can't be mafkir. You already have a chiyuv. So, different answer. Maybe that was only for once it went into the house. Maybe that's only according to Beis Shammai. Okay. But either way, that's Beis Hillel's comments here in the Braisa. That what do you mean? You can be mafkir. So there's no difference between gemar malacha and not gemar malacha. The Gemara just adds, "V'chisali te'ein ba'navim lachila sheme in yochol lafkir on the pojim on the ma'isrus." I'm sorry, this is a continuation of Beis Hillel, right? What do you mean? If you have baskets of figs and grapes that are for eating, meaning gemar malacha, right? You can't be mafkir them. And the answer might be, no, you can't. But again, yeah, it sounds like from this Gemara that you can be mafkir even if there was gemar malacha. So the Gemara just parenthetically says, "Hada amra." This the Gemara comments in the middle of this brisa. This teaches me that sali teinim lachila sali adam lachila gemar malachin. That is gemar malacha. Right? Our Mishnah was implied that the brisa says a beferish that if you have figs or grapes to eat, so then that's considered gemar malacha. But anyway, back to the brisa. Amar lebeis shammai. Beis shammai says no. Lo im amartem beferish lenimra malachtan by perus that did not have gemar malacha yet. If it did not have Gemar Malacha yet, so then when you take it out of Yerushalayim, you could be Motzi Meiser Sheni for them from somewhere else. You don't have to take the Meiser Sheni from this. But if you already had Gemar Malacha, so it's already labeled the Meiser Sheni in here, it's already like Kamisha Hermu, you can't take the Meiser Sheni from somewhere else. So at least this line of the Braisa answers the question we had at Amud Aleph. Had the Pashta Shelta Damar Rabbi Zeira. Remember, Rabbi Zeira asked two questions. He said, could you give Maaser Sheni from somewhere else on this? And could you make all of this Maaser Sheni? So this answers the first question. Beis Shammai has that line that you can take Maaser Sheni from somewhere else only if Gemar Malacha didn't happen yet. But if Gemar Malacha happened already, then you cannot. You cannot take Maaser Sheni off from somewhere else. That does not work. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue this conversation as we continue in this perek next time.